Item 19, reports by Central Coast Water Board members. Dr. Hunter.
I was fortunate in attending the recent Water Quality Coordinating Committee, and I wanted to share with you the one particular exchange I had with Alexis Strauss regarding the food safety issue and coordination across agencies. In our recent update on staff priorities, we learned that we really no longer have any staff actively working on food safety issues at this point. And so the thought was that there may be ways to build from whatever state water board staff is doing. But I found out from Darren Polhemus in his report and questions that followed, specifically my question, they are not working on food safety either. They're not actively engaged. And so Alexis Strauss attended our meeting and came up to me following that session and explained to me that EPA is aware that this issue needs attention. They haven't determined yet what they will be able to do, but in many ways they're looking at how they're going to backfill some of the partnerships and some of the coordinating that's been going on where state programs are being cut back or diminished through the furlough days and so forth. So everybody is kind of reconnoitering. But what I want to do is keep it on our radar. I did mention it, and Fran Spivey Weber was there with us, so she's aware of my kind of tracking on this issue to make sure that we stay plugged in. I know one of the letters that we received, I believe was Chris Fisher from the Nature Conservancy, so on item 14, mentioned that there is a coalition of organizations working on food safety. And we haven't heard much about that, so I was glad to see it in her letter. And that may be something else to track on, where we can benefit from the work that's going on. We may not necessarily be able to stay actively involved, but we certainly want to be sure that we understand what may be developing and support or contribute to whatever process is going to go forward. But most of all, I want to encourage us to stay connected with Alexis Strauss to see how EPA is going to hopefully help move that effort along, because I think we all agree that that issue is not resolved. There are many impacts from those unresolved issues that are affecting the ag waiver program and compliance and so forth. So, losing the progress that's been made in terms of best practices. So, I'm not sure, Roger, how staff can stay tuned in to something that we've already agreed we don't have time for staff to really totally engage in. But in some fashion, we need to figure out, how to stay connected. So at least we're getting information out of those processes, at very least. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, my understanding is that it's true we've had to reduce the amount of time we've been spending on it. We provided comments on numerous occasions. Just fairly recently, Jill North, former Jill Wilson of our staff, went up to Monterey to the session, I think it was Monterey, the session that they had up there with Johnny Gonzalez from the State Board staff to provide testimony on the water quality issues in conjunction with food safety issues. And Jill has had to reduce her time. She's now in the enforcement unit, and so she can't spend as much time as she was, certainly. But I think, consistent with what you're saying, our plan is to keep it on our radar, and we've certainly provided our perspective on it numerous times. It's there and available already. But we do intend to try to track it in conjunction with State Board.
Well, there certainly is a link to the new ag waiver permit. It came up in the letters and comments that the importance of coordinating with agencies on certain issues, and that, of course, is one of them.
Right. So if your point is well taken, it will be a factor as we are evaluating the changes to the ag order.
So, what I don't want to see is us reinventing the wheel. or going at cross purposes again, as you know, we found ourselves in that situation with, mm-hmm. between food, or the farmers did, between food safety and our progress on improving water quality through best practices. So that, you know, we don't need to do that again. And I think information sharing is probably the best way to make that happen.
Thank you. Who, what are the board members were able to make the WQCC?
David
and myself, and of course Roger attended.
Yeah. Okay. Any other board input?
Yes, Mr. Chair. David Hodgkins and myself attended Watsonville's dedication to their water treatment facilities, which is a very nice facilities, and it will surely provide needed water to the Parle Valley as well. It will help to stem off seawater intrusion.
Good.
Thanks for attending that on our behalf.
We didn't get a chance to say anything. Congressman Farr took the whole time. So.
True politician.
He didn't even say that, you know, we provided $25 million for the project.
We used to get extra pay if we had to hear him talk.
Okay.